And we turn now to some other breaking news from just this last hour.
Touchdown confirmed. Those
are some very happy scientists at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California, cheering as the NASA spacecraft InSight landed on Mars. The spacecraft set off 6 months ago and traveled 300 million miles. Kelly Beatty, senior contributing editor of Sky and Telescope magazine, has been following the story and joins us now via Skype. Kelly, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Oh, thank you so much.
So I know you were watching and listening today. What was your reaction?
Well, my reaction is that anytime you can get down on Mars in one piece, it's a good day. You know, the decades of exploration of Mars are littered with spacecraft that didn't make it. This particular one, for example, inherited hardware from a mission called Mars Polar Lander, which was supposed to land in 1999. It disappeared without a trace, and we still don't know what happened to it.
Well, that sort of helps explain why Jim Bridenstine, the NASA administrator, was talking about how emotional and how happy these people were today when InSight did finally touch down on Mars.
Well, absolutely. I'll tell you, it was intense, and you could feel the emotion. It was very, very quiet when it was time to be quiet, and of course, very celebratory with every little new piece of information that was received.
So, Kelly, I mean, there's a lot of work to come, but there was no guarantee that they would even get to do that work today.
That's right. And you know, the thing is, the entry and landing is very compressed, very concentrated, and very dangerous, and completely done by remote control. Mars is too far away, 8 minutes each way as the light travels. So there was no way for it to joystick it down to the surface. It all had to be automated, and it all had to work just right. And apparently it did. We've already seen one crude picture from the lander that shows a very flat landscape, which is exactly what they were hoping for.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about what work is going to go on now. And we've landed objects on Mars before, Kelly, so what's different this time? What is InSight going to do that sets it apart from past explorations of Mars?
Yeah, absolutely. So for the first time, we're going to get try to probe inside Mars as opposed to seeing its surface. You know, a great party question for someone is, how many spacecraft do we have at Mars right now? Well, the answer is we have 6 orbiters and 1 rover. So all of those are just analyzing the surface. InSight will probe the interior in ways that we've never been able to do before, using a combination of a seismometer to check for Mars quakes and also a heat probe to try to determine how much heat is coming up from inside Mars.
Okay, so there's a new term, Mars quakes. What's the significance of those? What are those going to tell us about the planet?
Yeah, so that we can this detector, you know, we landed a seismometer on Mars in 1976, if you could believe it, but it didn't work very well because it wasn't sensitive enough. This one will be able to detect really small things. So, for example, Mars is gradually shrinking as its interior cools, so the crust will crack and crinkle, and we'll pick those up. Every time a big meteorite hits Mars, we'll pick that up. We'll even be able to detect the tides that are created in the crust of Mars by one of its moons, Phobos, as it goes around. All of these will be a probe of the inside of Mars, the mantle, the core, places that we just have never been able to get a handle on before.
All right, so this is all extremely fascinating to folks like you, Kelly. But what about to the space agnostic crowd? You know, maybe who don't have a space trivia as their party icebreakers. Why should they care? I mean, what are we going to learn about Earth from studying Mars in this way?
Yeah. So, well, guess what? Earth is a really complicated planet. It's got a lot going on. It's got plate tectonism, where the crustal plates are shifting around. The mantle is churning inside. We've got a magnetic field. We've got stuff growing on the outside. Mars is a terrestrial planet that is much, much simpler, both inside and out. And so by understanding the inside of Mars, which has largely remained undisturbed since it formed 4.5 billion years ago, unlike the Earth, we hope to get a handle on what those conditions were, how the planets came together. Is the core of Mars liquid? Does it consist of metal? These are things we don't know. By understanding Mars, we can mirror that information back to Earth and get a better handle on how our planet came to be and how it got the way it is.
And of course, this was a NASA mission, but there are private enterprises as well, right? Notably, the aerospace company SpaceX, run by Elon Musk, is developing technology that could, say, one day enable a human to land or maybe even live on Mars, Kelly. I mean, could the findings of this mission give us any clues about the likelihood of that happening?
You know, incrementally. But I want to step back. This is a NASA mission, InSight is, but it's two main experiments. The seismometer was built in France, and the heat probe was built in Germany. So this really is an international undertaking. And I think down the road, to your point, we're going to see a much broader coalition of space forces, be they private or governmental, international. If we ever decide that we want to go back to Mars to stay, to have people there, it's going to be take a really deep pockets. And that's the only way you can really get that is by having this multinational, multi-platform kind of approach.
And in our closing moments, Kelly, what's the next step? When's InSight going to come back home?
Yeah, so InSight will never come back. It will call home. It already has done that. The next step is to deploy its solar panels. And, you know, this spacecraft is about the size of a large office desk, but it's got these big wings to collect electricity. It won't be until next March that we actually start to get the data that the scientists are hoping for.
All right. That is senior contributing editor of Sky and Telescope magazine, Kelly Beatty. Kelly, thank you very much for your insight.
A pleasure always.
That's our show for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Callum Borchers. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.